This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Teething, is it fact or fiction? If you own a copy of Robin Barker's famous Baby Love book, you probably know she questions whether babies are really affected by teething at all. In fact, many health professionals say teething doesn't cause distress to babies. Well, it certainly causes distress to parents. The Bonjela Teething Trouble Report shows that Aussie mums are still very concerned about teething. On the line is Leanne Dagger. She's the Acting Director of Nursing with Tresillian. Good morning. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
Thanks for chatting to me today.
That's all right.
Before we talk about teething, you better tell us a little bit about the work of Tresillian, because there will be some people who aren't familiar with Tresillian.
Okay, so great. Yep. So Tresillian basically is a child and family health organisation, and we're there to support parents with children aged 0 to 3 with whatever problems they present with parenting or their concerns they have about their child, whether it's feeding, sleeping, toddler tantrums, any of those. Like, just the scope is enormous, as you can imagine.
Yeah, well, let's talk about teething.
Sure.
What did this survey try to find out about teething?
Okay, so basically the survey was looking at the impact that teething does have on parents and their perception of that impact, whether it does or doesn't have on them when the child is teething. So that's really what the survey was looking at, and how, if it is something that does impact, how the parent can feel supported during that period of the child's development.
So. Okay, so what did mum say about how their baby's teething affected them?
Nearly 7 out of 10 said they do feel that it does impact on their parenting and how they're feeling at the time. So, and mainly because of the symptoms that the child can present with, so they can, you know, feel a bit unsure of what to do in those circumstances. So they certainly did report that it's quite a stressful period in their life.
Yeah, I mean, I know with my daughter, there were so many times we'd have like a week of maybe grisly behaviour and bad sleep, and then sure enough, you know, a tooth would pop through.
Yeah.
So why do so many doctors say that teething doesn't affect babies when the experience of mums tells them otherwise?
I'm not really sure why they say that, because they're just saying, as parents, most parents do report. I mean, you get the odd child that will have no symptoms, and suddenly, you know, you do find a tooth in their mouth and you think, wow, this is great. But there are a number of children who do have symptomology during that time, so, you know, they can have the rubbing of their gums and, you know, pulling at their ears and things like that. So they get quite, you know, distressed, and they do have disturbances in their sleep and so forth. So I think it's just one person's perception compared to someone else's. So okay. as you say, most parents are reporting that they have stresses during that period.
Yeah, well, I know for myself, I'd read that teething didn't exist, and so I kind of went into it going, oh, I don't know if it's teething, but then was soon convinced that it was. What would you say are the main symptoms of teething that mums should be on the lookout for?
Yep, sure. So that chewing and rubbing of the gums, flushed cheeks are another one that's quite prominent, and also pulling at the ears. So they're probably the three main ones that parents will notice, but they also can also have those disturbances in their normal sleep patterns, or be a bit more, cry a lot more than they normally would. They're just not themselves, is probably, so they're sort of the main symptoms.
I'm interested to hear you mention those flushed cheeks, because I saw my 9-month-old nephew at the weekend.
Yes.
And he had those really red cheeks
that
babies get. And as soon as I saw him, I actually thought, oh, he's teething.
You know? Exactly, yes, because that's something that we often do associate with teething.
So. Now, what are the symptoms, though, that shouldn't be mistaken for teething, you know, and that mean that you should maybe get bubbed to a doctor?
Sure. So things like high temperatures, if they've got diarrhoea or they've got a cough or a runny nose, any of those sort of symptoms, really you should still take your baby to see the doctor, get them checked out and make sure there isn't anything underlying there. I mean, because they quite possibly have those symptoms as well as the teething symptoms as well. So you've got to be just careful that you don't put everything down to teething, when often it isn't just teething. So they're the main things to look for.
A very wise grandmother once, who had 4 kids and plenty of grandchildren, said to me once that her theory was that the reason that babies get sick when they're teething is because they're putting everything in their mouth. They're putting their hands in their mouth. They're chewing on things. And she reckons that's how they, you know, got sick and got say, temperatures and got other things. What's your thoughts on that theory?
Good theory. Look, that is a normal developmental milestone, that children will put everything and anything in their mouths. They just, you know, and obviously sometimes it's to comfort them because they've got sore gums from the teething. So Look, yeah, I don't think that's probably, you know, medically sound. There's probably, I mean, there's lots of reasons why babies get temperatures and so forth. So I think, you know, you normally can't prevent a child putting everything in their mouth because that's normally what they do. So I think just, you know, be aware of your own child, what their normal, anything out of the normal and you're concerned about, always go to the doctor and get them checked out.
So. Sure. And is there anything that you found from this about how perhaps you could support mums through through teething?
I think just acknowledging that some babies will have, you know, more of a struggle with teething than others. Be aware maybe too that it's okay to cuddle your baby a lot more during that period. Be aware that the normal routine that you got with your baby may be disturbed, and that's okay. And you just have to be aware of your own baby's needs at the time and maybe adjust what you'd normally do with them and just give them a bit more of a cuddle now and again and you know, the normal things, you can rub their gums, you can, you know, give them something to chew on, things like that. So I think just being in touch with your baby at the time and just trying to comfort them with what you think is the best thing. And hopefully once they've got over that teething period, you can go back to doing your normal routine with them. So
yeah, okay, great. Yeah. Well, thanks for some good advice.
That's all right, no worries.
There's always those teething things that you can freeze and put in the freezer as well, isn't there?
Lots of products on the market and like if you're not sure, pharmacists, talk to your doctor about your child's individual needs. You've got to always be careful that, you know, babies have medical history as well and make sure that, you know, what you're doing, you know, isn't going to be harmful at all. So that's probably the most important thing. But go with your instinct as well is always a good, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, just go with your instinct and what you think they need at the time. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us morning about teething.
Thank you for that.
That's Leanne Dagger. She's the Acting Director of Nursing with Tresillian and she's talking about the Bongella Teething Troubles report.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.